Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. We'll probably jam a few more times in tonight, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour, we'll go ahead and call it the midnight hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. I'm very happy to say with tonight's episode, March is done. Yay! Very exciting stuff. As usual, we want to thank our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., for his immediate take on one of the free association topics mentioned over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group tonight. He jumped right on that mess, as he is known to do on occasion. He did it tonight a few times. He's always got something going on, because that's just how our titular head of research is. It's very, very appreciated. That being said, this is a free association night. I realized that I had about 16 things to do today. There was no way I was going to get any substantial work done. So therefore, that's when it's your turn to do it for me. Actually, before we do that, I should probably just take a brief look out at the calendar. There's only one thing out there on the calendar right now to make you aware of. Of course, every year on the Memorial Day weekend here at the Tufts University campus, they shut the power down until hopefully 8 p.m. But not always. Sometimes it goes on. And that's happened for the, you know, couple years of late. So I'm just going to call it right now and say there will be no Bubbles in the Think Tank on Memorial Day weekend. I may go ahead and line up a sub for if by some chance there happens to be power here, but you can completely expect right now, this second, I will not be here the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. I'll miss you, but sometimes a gal's got to do what a gal's got to do. Otherwise, nothing else to worry about on the calendar ahead. Yay! Let's see, what else? I feel like there was something else I needed to tell you. I did just want to shout out my great appreciation to tons of people here at WMFO over the past few days, where WMFO came on strong on the local music scene this week with, well, today's nine, eight hours? I don't know how many hours it was. It was many hours today of live music from the studio right here where I'm sitting now. Live music all day long. It was a great thing. And in the past two nights, it was the 30-year celebration, 30th anniversary celebration of WMFO's local music program on the town with Mikey D. So that's nice. Nice to see us out and about and supporting live music in such a visible way. good job, WMFO, and all of those involved. And with that, back to the topic at hand of free association. Like I said, too busy. Just too busy. So you did the work for me over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. You gave me words. I put a show together. Now we find out if it's silly. Oh, you know it's probably going to be silly. Because no matter what, you're still listening to Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Her standing on one way. Though she is a strappy bird, she's an unhappy bird, 'cause she weighs 3 pounds and lays a 5-pound egg. I was feeling oh so merry till I passed a cemetery or a grave. A feller was a crying. Your mother?
Ah, no, it ain't my mother.
Well then, is it your brother?
No, it's another.
Well then, please tell me who is the guy.
Yeah, it's my wife's first husband. Why did you die?
Listen to the goonie bird. What a crazy goonie bird. Flying backwards all around and back again. Though she has a bird's eye view, never looks ahead, it's true. All she wants to see is where that she has been.
bird. She's a little puny bird. I sure hope she knows about that cow's of mine. Though she is a dizzy bird, she's gonna be a busy bird. Cause she's a sitting on a poison ivy vine.
One day, what did I see? Animal crackers can be company. Sunday, with nothing to do, I opened up a box and I went to the zoo. Elephants, kangaroos, monkeys in a cage, all live together in the same old place. Reindeer, zebra, canary on a swing. When everybody's happy, everybody sings. One day, with nothing to do, I opened up a box and I went to the zoo. Sunday, what did I do? I learned how to live in a cellophane zoo. Antelope, buffalo, tiger seem tame. Will resemble one another, though the ways are not the same. Koala bear is furry hair and camels have a hump. But why does this old elephant come without a trunk? One day, I opened up a box and I went to the zoo. Sunday, what did I do? I learned how to live in a cellophane zoo. Look at all the animals looking to be free. Look at all the animals looking back at me. I think that I should eat them because I'm getting hungry. One day with nothing to do, I opened up a box and I went to the zoo. Sunday, what did I do? I learned how to live in a cellophane zoo. I learned how to live in a cellophane zoo. I learned how to live in a cellophane zoo. I learned how to live in a cellophane zoo. I learned how to live in a cellophane zoo.
And so people talk to me all the time about, oh, well, your daughters are black, and you talk about being black a lot. Have you talked to your daughters about the fact that they're black? I'm like, we're, you know, the one is only 13 months. We're slow, you know, not really. She's a happy baby. I don't want to bum her out yet with that knowledge, you know. Not that being black is bad, but it's a big thing. You can't just, baby, you're black. You got to really sort of lean a kiss slowly where you're, you know, it's like finding out you're a mutant in the X-Men or something. You know. You can't tell a 13-month they have laser eyes. You got to wait to get a little older. With great power comes great responsibility. But yeah, so my four-year-old, we've talked about, she knows she's black, but it's funny thing is that the first way she came into it is to figure out what, she started to realize that her color was different than her mom's, and she first thought we were the same color, which we're not. Like, she would hold our fists together, she'd be like, we're the same color, Dada. And I was like, we're not, but yay. And then finally she realized we weren't the same color, and I was like, oh, like, I don't know why, I was just like, oh, it was fun for 2 weeks. But I am glad to know you can recognize color difference. And now she has come up with a whole system for what color everybody is. So my skin color, she calls, I'm chocolate. She calls herself peanut butter. And mama is oatmeal. Which may be the first documented case of reverse racism. Because nobody likes oatmeal. Till you put some chocolate and peanut butter in it. Hey!
Of my own. yourself while you are eating. Watch yourself while you are eating. Watch yourself.
Sixteen, hot damn, holy smokes. A metal muffin 16, break out your best jokes. Skies are blue and fields are green. Listen closer to the night in a tent, in a field without rent. Bring your dog and feed it food. Watch it run.
As you know, the green giant is just about the jolliest giant that ever picked a pea, or an ear of corn, or a green bean. But on this particular day, the day our story begins, he was downright downhearted. I mean, he was as low in his mind as a giant as tall as a valley can get. The reason was this. He decided that he needed a song to tell people about the vegetables he raised in the big green valley where he lived. Well, a vegetable grower he was, but a songwriter he wasn't. So there he sat, with a valley full of good vegetables and no way to tell people about them, because you have to have a song. You can imagine how he felt. Then suddenly, he thought of a plan. He'd heard of another pea picker who specialized in songs. And one day he came running up to see old Ern, that's me, and he said, "Ern, I have a problem. To tell you won't take long. Though I can say a poem, I just can't sing a song." "Well, great big little bitty buddy," I said to the jolly giant, who wasn't very jolly at the moment, "as one pea picker to another, maybe I can help. Show old Ern what you have so far." And the giant said, "Matter of fact, Ern, old friend, all I really got is the very, very end. I've tried and tried, and what do you know? All I can sing is
ho, 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 ho."
"Well, giant old buddy, that's beautiful, but it kinda seems like you're in a rut. Let's look around the valley, see what we can find. We'll take some Mother Nature things and try to make them rhyme." So we found a little bird to give us the tune. Got a gleam of an idea from the harvest moon. We took rhythm from the raindrops when everything was still, and we caught a valley echo from a faraway hill. We put them all together and we're ready to go.
Good things from the garden, garden in the valley, valley of the jolly green giant.
Hold it. Hold on there now. We forgot to fix a spot to put the
ho, ho, ho.
Oh, well. Then up jumped the giant saying, "Sing it again. I'll stretch one line to get my ho-ho in."
Good things from the garden, garden in the valley, valley of the jolly
ho, ho, ho,
green giant.
He did it. He did it.
He did it. Good things from the garden, garden in the valley, valley of the jolly
ho, ho, ho,
green giant.
Backstage, Noble Wife, the story of America's favorite family of the Footlights and of their fight for security and happiness against the concrete heart of Broadway.
Producer Greg Marlowe, young playwright secretly in love with Mary, is putting his cast through the final dress rehearsal before tomorrow night's opening of Westchester Furioso. And as we join them, Mary and Harry, as Margaret and Edward, are rehearsing the ping pong scene, and we hear them.
Well, that's great. That's great.
At least I've learned to keep it pretty much on the table, Greg.
That's fine. Just fine.
Margaret, ever since we've returned to Westchester, I've had a funny feeling.
Margaret. Yes? A funny feeling about what, Edward?
A funny feeling that... Well, let me put it this way. Oh, went on the floor.
Now, you'll have to watch that in the show, Harry.
Well, as soon as I get into lines, Greg, I just forget
it. It was my fault. I put a little English on it.
Oh, here, let me go over and pick it up.
I shouldn't have put the English on it.
I'll be all right tomorrow.
Okay.
Wow.
What happened?
Oh, I fell down.
Harry,
you all right, Harry? I don't know. My ankle... Ankle feels...
Can you stand up, Harry?
Calvin, give me a hand up. See if I can stand up.
Yeah,
you too, Bob.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, no. I think I've sprained it.
Well, you know, in the pro football, they just shoot some Novocaine into the ankle and send the guy out to play the second half.
But I've got to dance, Calvin. I could never dance with a sore ankle like this. Hey, here comes wealthy Jacobus Pike.
What's all this disturbance here?
Oh, hello, Mr. Pike.
What's going on here?
Well, we were rehearsing the ping pong scene, and the ball went on the floor, and I tripped going after it, and I think I've sprained my ankle.
According to my program notes, you're the star, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. Opposite my wife, Mary, here. Well, you remember her.
Well, if you can't go on, there's no sense of my wasting my money in this production.
Oh, but we've got to go on somehow.
Marlowe, consider the money taken back.
Wait a minute.
What do you mean,
Wait
sir?
Just a minute, Mr. Barlow.
Yes?
I can take Harry's role.
You can take Harry's role.
You can take Harry's role.
You can take Harry's role.
That's right. I can step in and do the whole show. I know all the words.
Can you dance?
Play ping pong. Can I dance? Watch this. Hit it, Professor.
Are over. I'm keeping the money in the show.
And so at the last minute, before the opening of the show, Pop Beloved stage doorman steps in and will take over Harry's role. Be sure and join us tomorrow at opening night when we'll hear Mary say,
"Curtain going up."
That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage Noble Wife, Word Carr speaking.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we are at the geo midpoint, you might say, of tonight's free association right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Free association, of course, is a show directed by you, the listener. That is, if you're participating over there at the Bubbles from the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Hopefully, if you don't do that currently, someday you'll decide to do it. You'll make friends. You'll learn things. You'll see funny pictures. You'll love it. I can't recommend it highly enough. Help your child discover the magic of nature and create memories that will last a lifetime. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. That's a nice one. As usual, so much more silliness than we'll ever get to tonight. It's just how it tends to go. But that's okay. We've come to expect it. I feel like there was something I was going to warn you about coming up in this set, but I guess not. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to go ahead and jump right back in to tonight's free association right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Did you ever have a hankering to get away from the house for the rest of the day? Grab you a bucket to Dixon Bay. He wanna go fishing, don't want to be late. It's early in the morning, the season's spring. Hurry to the creek to hear the meadowlark sing. He sings a boogie woogie that's really swell. To hear him sing, gonna make you well. He go. Spot, you sit on the brink, you throw out the line and watch a hooker sing. You take off your shoes, put your feet in the sand. It sure feels good to a man, oh man. Lay back and looking out through the trees, you watch them sway through the cool, cool breeze. You see a little meadowlark standing on the branch, He sings so pretty, it makes you wanna dance. He goes.
You better check your nose for poop. You brown little son of a bitch. You ass kissing, kiss ass, kissing ass, moving up fast. Please don't drink from my glass, because you kiss so much ass, your lips are starting to droop. You better check your nose for poop. Check your nose for poop. Check your nose for poop. Poop. Poop.
Wash my troubles. you want to reach me, just remember Peachtree. Got to say goodbye because I'm on my way, going back to Peachtree Street in old GA. I wish that you could be there when they welcome me there. Know that I will cry for joy on that great day when I greet my favorite street in gay GA. Peachtree Street, happy street I played on. Peachtree Street, I never felt afraid on. You can have your Broadways and your boulevards. When compared with Peachtree Street, they're just backyards. It's a treat, like a holiday there. Life's complete, back old Georgia way there. Skies are blue and friends are true and love is so sweet. Take me back to Peachtree Street.
This next song is a protest song. I suffered for my music, and now it's your turn. Of doom can always find room in a world full of worry and fear. Tip cigarettes and chemistry sets and Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. So I'm going back to my little old shack. Drink me a bottle of wine. And that was mise en bouteille for my birthday, and have me a fucking good time. Rain on a tin roof sounds like a drum. We're marching for freedom today. Yay! Turn on your headlights and sound your horn. If people get in the way, turn you on to the chromium swan on the nose of a long limousine. Even hard for the day, it is something to say, but what the hell does it mean? I may be accused of being confused, but I'm average weight for my height. My philosophy, like color TV, it's all there in black and white. Rain, rain on a tin roof sounds like a drum. We're marching for freedom today.
Yay!
Turn on your headlights and sound your horn. The people, giddy on the way.
She's such a special lady in so many special ways. So when she asked me if I liked her, there was only one thing I could say. I like her more than hee-haw. I like her more than Minnie Pearl. I like her more than Grandpa Jones. Yeah, she's such a special girl. I like her more than hee-haw. I like her more than Buck and Roy. I like her more than Junior Samples. Yeah, I'm such a lucky boy. Well, there's no place in this world that I would rather be in the arms of my sweet lady, watching hee-haw on TV. But I like her more than hee-haw. I like her more than Grady Nutt. I like it when she rolls her eyes. I like it when she shakes her butt. I like her more than hee-haw. More than the whole hee-haw gang. More than all their corny jokes and all the redneck songs they sang. You might use the word outdated. You might even say passé. But I'll stop you right there, mister. You can't talk about her that way. Cause I like her more than hee-haw. I like her more than Minnie Pearl. I like her more than Grandpa Jones. Yeah, she's such a special girl. I like her more than hee-haw. I like her more than Buck and Roy. Like her more than old String Bean. Yeah, I'm such a lucky boy.
Where, oh where, are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I found true love. You met another and you was gone.
Sitting on the sand, I grabbed her by the hair and I kissed her hard. Then I slapped her around and I laughed real loud. She told me that she loved me and this made me feel fine. So I hit her again, then I asked her to be mine. She admired my strength and she gave me a kiss. She said, there's something about your fist that I can't resist. So I asked her for a date. She said, okay, but I can't stay out late. I asked her how come as I swung my club around. Then I dragged her away without any delay. We were admiring the moon and the stars up above. When suddenly something gave me a shove. Her mother had come in a tremendous rage. I told her, shut your mouth and act your age. She didn't stop her blabbing, so I gave her a sock. Then I hit her on the head with a great big rock. She stopped all her gabbing and went quietly to sleep. It was very, very nice of her to be so sweet. Now I protect my girl from any kind of harm, and she admires my brains the way I handle my arm. A mother loves me now and is very good to me. I'm a caveman, madam, and that's the way I'm gonna be. This is the beast in me. Men admire me. Women long.
Gadzooks is the same things as tarnation and other things like that that people say so that they're not swearing. It's like my mother, so she wouldn't say Jesus Christ when she got mad or upset or what have you. She'd say cheese and crackers. Of course, we all knew that she meant it as swearing, but this way she wasn't taking the Lord's name in vain, which you're not supposed to do. But her sister, my aunt, she was a nun. And she wouldn't even say cheese and crackers on account of everyone knew it was just a substitute for what you weren't supposed to say. Hey, for nuns and priests, you can't even switch the words. You can't even think about that. See, swearing is completely out for nuns and priests.
Bucky, Bucky, Bucky Dent. Bucky, Bucky, Bucky Dent. Bucky, Bucky, Bucky Dent, baby. Bucky, Bucky, Bucky Dent. Bucky, Bucky, Bucky Dent. Bucky, Bucky, Bucky Dent, oh yeah.
A 14-game lead by mid-July. Red Sox rooters were flying high. Sitting in the stands with their Billy Beer. They saw that the Yankees were nowhere near. Then September 7th, when the Yanks came to town, 4 was a number to which the lead was down. They swept them all, it caused us pain. The Boston Massacre all over again.
Bucky, Bucky, Bucky Dent. Bucky, Bucky, Bucky Dent. Bucky, Bucky, Bucky Dent hit one. Bucky, Bucky, Bucky Dent. Bucky, Bucky, Bucky Dent. Bucky, Bucky, Bucky Dent, we're done.
The rest of the month didn't help the cause. The gerbil, he blamed it on Murphy's Law.
It all goes wrong.
And just like the Sox did in 48,
Gale House,
in a one-game playoff they'd participate. Sox led by 2 in the 7th frame. Then the Yanks put 2 on in the old ball game. Now the bottom of the lineup stepped to the plate. A guy for whom power was not a trait.
Bucky, Bucky, Bucky Dent. Bucky, Bucky, Bucky Dent. Bucky, Bucky, Bucky Dent is up. Torres is on the mound, Dent comes up. Bounces a foul ball right off his foot. Torres hurries the following throw. Over the wall, Bucky's pop-up goes. Whoa!
Countless times as they've tied the score, but nothing in our history has caused more lament than the homer we gave up to that man.
Bucky, Bucky, Bucky Dent. Bucky, Bucky, Bucky Dent. Bucky, Bucky, Bucky Dent. They won. Bucky, Bucky, Bucky Dent. Bucky, Bucky, Bucky Dent. Bucky, Bucky, Bucky Dent. Song's done.
Thank you.
rock in the wing. He's dancing. As cool as the mouse who digs on his cheese, he goes squeak, 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 squeak.
And the dog down home's got the beat by the tail.
He's barking bow, wow, wow, bow, wow, wow.
When they do this together, it's a euphonious wail.
Bow.
Meow.
Squeak.
Meow. Squeak.
Bow.
Squeak.
Bow.
Squeak.
Wow.
Squeak. Meow. When they do this together, they make a euphonious wail.
This is a whale, 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 whale of a tale, tale, tale. I'm a-telling you. If you are wise, 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 you will surmise, mise, mise. It's not hullabaloo. If I'm a sap, 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 having a nap, 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 crazy as a loon. Tell what I can of this green man, 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 from t'other side of the moon, oh. He was a lean, he was a green, he was a lean green vegetable fiend, from Juno on the other side of the moon, oh. With pointed ears and pointed nose, with pointed chin and pointed toes, the likes of him you won't be meeting with soon, oh. He's a lot greener than a doctor's pill and brother.